You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio, and we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. I'm here with super producer and host Dave Shepard. I am glad that I'm being joined by you, everybody listening across North America on our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates, people tuned in on the free Odyssey app, folks going coast to coast and, I don't know, state to state, listening on Sirius XM channel 158, and everybody listening on a smart speaker. I'm JR. The number here is 855-2124-CBS. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. And you should also know this. Thursday night football went down. And the game is over. It took place in Kansas City. The Chiefs come out on top. On top of the Los Angeles Chargers. And the final score is 27-24. In the first half, Chargers at one point, they led 10-0. It was 10-7 at halftime. And at halftime, I got to be honest, folks, I was falling asleep. So what type of crap is this? I was eagerly anticipating this game. I was like, oh, I can't wait. Yeah. Give me some Chiefs and Chargers. Give me one of those 40-37 games. And we ain't get it. I was scratching my damn head. But what we did get was a Chiefs victory. A bunch of touchdowns. We got a pick six. And we got Justin Herbert being leveled. And then we got Kansas City just saying, okay, well, let's just run out this clock and go home. I mean, after Justin Herbert got hurt, I mean, damn. And then he came back and threw another touchdown. He's absolutely amazing. He is. Well, I told you Kansas City was down 10-0 early. And then Patrick Mahomes went out there and he did Patrick Mahomes things. Let's take a listen. He threw a pass to Jerick McKinnon in the second quarter. It helped bring the score up to 10-7. Listen.
Juju Smith-Schuster trots in motion. Mahomes will throw it. Looking left, now spins to his right. He is going to pump fake it, trying to get to the outside. Now fires it. Sidearm caught, and into the end zone, McKinnon. Touchdown, Kansas City on a 9-yard touchdown. Improvisation, and the Chiefs are 7 of 7 in the red zone in 2022.
A Chiefs Radio Network, one of the best calls that you'll ever hear, Kansas City. I like it when he says that. They play it on all the TV commercials now and everything. Well, what about the third quarter? Kansas City's still trying to get into it. And Patrick Mahomes threw another touchdown. This time to Justin Watson. Listen.
Snap to the face mask of Mahomes. Furious rush. Mahomes throws it late. He's got Justin Watson. Catch in the end zone. Touchdown! Kansas City burning J.C. Jackson. Justin Watson gets free, and Mahomes finds him for a 41-yard touchdown pass.
Yeah, must be nice. 17-14. The Chargers still led at that moment. Then in the fourth quarter, Kansas City kicked the field goal. It was tied at 17-all. And then Justin Herbert was seemingly getting ready to throw a touchdown to take the lead. And Jalen Watson, rookie defensive back, said, no. Listen to this call.
Chargers go without a huddle again. Right side try, intercepted on the left side. Picked off at the goal line, at the 25-yard line. Picked off by Watson. Watson could go all the way. The seventh round pick, 20, 15, 10, 5. Jalen Watson cooking hamburgers in Augusta, Georgia. Then he went to Wazoo, and now he gets a 100-yard pick six for a touchdown. Kansas City at 10:29 to go in the game.
It's a hell of a description there. Well, you could have said, oh, he had time to read War and Peace on the way to the end zone. Kansas City. Okay, fine. We get it. And so now they're leaving. Or now, excuse me, they're leading. And then Justin Herbert, trying to take the Chargers down a damn field, he really gets the living hell beat out of him. I want you to listen to this hit. Justin Herbert got cracked. This is not the Chiefs radio network. This is the Chargers call. Listen to the concern.
Chiefs showing blitz. They rush four. Herbert under pressure has Everett. And he's got the right sideline, 30 to the 34-yard line, and a new set of downs. And Herbert is slow to get up. And he is really slow to get up, holding his rib cage. He is grabbing his left leg and his rib cage. And you don't ever see that with Justin Herbert.
Yeah, you don't, because he's a gigantic human being. Justin Herbert was laid out flat on his back. He was holding his side. He was holding his hamstring. And it's just like, whoa, did he get the air knocked out of him? They had to call an injury timeout to tend to him. And then we come back from commercial, and it's like, okay, well, he walked off. He looks miserable. Of course he does. He's in pain. Chase Daniel has to come in as quarterback. Yes, he's still in the NFL. Hands the ball off. And then Justin Herbert is right back out there onto the field. It's like, what is this guy made out of? Is he a Terminator? He almost throws a bunch of interceptions, and it just stinks. But then even later on, he pulls them to within 3 points. Listen to this touchdown. A little more than a minute left. Justin Herbert, is invincible. He throws a touchdown to Josh Palmer.
Shotgun snap. Can they keep this game going to the end zone? Caught, touchdown, Josh Palmer. Herbert continues to do the incredible.
I don't know how he's walking, much less throwing dimes and touchdown passes to keep their hopes alive.
Yeah, this man, well, bottom line, I hate to fill you in. That was the last score of the game. There was nothing else after that. Kansas City got the ball back. It looked like they weren't going to be able to hold on to the onside kick, but they did. And so Kansas City wins tonight 27-24. You just heard about Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert had to get x-rays done after the game. And so obviously, if we find out what his issue or problem is, we'll share it with you. And if we find out that he was out there throwing touchdowns with cracked, fractured, fill-in-the-blank ribs, then he's going to be one of the toughest you-know-whats that we've seen. And somehow, some way, the Chargers always end up on the short end. They led early in the game 10-0. And let's face it, the Chiefs have their number. It's like the Chargers have all the talent in the world. Chargers have one of the best quarterbacks in the world. And somehow, some way, even in game two, or even late in the season, they always come up short. It stinks. Heading into tonight, the Chiefs have won 13 of the past 16 games against the Chargers. Andy Reid, now after the game tonight, he has a 16-6 record against the Chargers. And sure, Anthony Lynn is not here. You got a new coach in Staley. You got a new young quarterback in Herbert. And so the tide, you hope, will eventually change. But for right now, not so much. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, I love that touchdown call when Mahomes scores. Kansas City, I love it. And it reminded me last hour how much I can't stand, you know, when Aaron Judge hits a home run and John Sterling goes, it's a Judgian blast. Like, come on, just call a spade. And so there's a guy who called me up from Boston, and somehow, some way, he doesn't like how I was talking about baseball. I don't know what he's talking about. And so I told him I'd put him on hold, and so here he is. Prepare yourselves. He's going to give me a piece of his mind. Scott, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Let me have it.
Yeah, all right, man. I don't think that you give baseball, the whole sport, a fair spot. I don't think you talk about baseball enough. I think nowadays, I just don't think you give it enough good stuff. You know,
that's it.
Well, we've got a bunch of stuff in baseball. We've got a bunch of stuff that you guys could be talking about, but you don't do it. You don't do it. You know, you don't talk about we've got.
Yeah. What? If it's so easy, well, tell me. What is it?
Well, we've got. Oh,
yeah, well. Oh, hold on.
home run.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Home runs? We spent about, I don't know, an hour and a half last night talking about the home run situation. We did. There were some people who called up weren't happy either. I love baseball.
Pitch to Judge. Swung on and drilled to deep right field. That ball is high. That is far. That is gone. Okay. Into the Boston bullpen. A Judgian blast.
We don't talk enough about man. The football season just started. The hell you want? What do you want me to talk about? How bad Javier Baez looks? I can do it. You talk about the Mets being in a slump? I can do it. What do you want me to do? Talk about all the young, amazing players on Seattle? I hope they go to the playoffs. I can do it. But the NFL season just started. I gotta tell you something. As the producer of the show, along with our producer, Shep, I got to talk about what the majority of the people care about. I don't think you talk about baseball enough. Hell you want from me? Look at your phone. 855-212-4CBS. Lou is calling up from Rochester. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Lou?
Yeah, good evening, JR. Your versatility is excellent. I wanted to talk about the game tonight, and you kind of stole some of my thunder. I wasn't impressed with either team's play. It seemed like the game was there for the taking, and they failed, just like you mentioned, like, which is symptomatic over the last few years for them. And it seemed like, despite the good numbers that Mahomes had, he didn't have a very good game. Seemed like he was under pressure a lot. His line didn't give him sufficient time, or it could have been something else, but he was off. He was lucky not to be intercepted a couple times. One of them was called back. Anyway, neither team distinguished themselves. And final point, Herbert probably was playing with at least bruised ribs, which was maybe the most impressive thing of the whole evening.
Yeah, I am, and thank you, Lou, for calling from Rochester. I am waiting, just like everybody else. I want to know the deal with Herbert, because it's not like he jogged off the field. And you know when you kind of tuck your elbow onto your side like, oh, man, this hurts, and like you're keeping something in place while you run. or it's a cramp or it's a pain and you're putting pressure on it to try to alleviate the pain. Like Justin Herbert threw a touchdown and he's jogging off the field like, yeah, my rib is about to explode out my side. And then he's also grabbing his leg at the same time. You know what I hope is not the case? I don't want to see Herbert miss any time. I don't want to see him miss a week, a 2 week. I don't want to see him miss any time. And he got cracked out there. Now we got to wait for the x-rays. Oh, what do the x-rays say? 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Jeremy calling from Kentucky. What's up, Jeremy?
Hey, what's up, JR? How's it going? I like your show. I like it a lot. I got a bone to pick with you. I'm not going to piggyback off Scott too much because I think he went a little too far with the whole you don't talk about baseball enough. You talk about baseball plenty. I'm not going to rag on you for that. I do have to say, though, I feel like you're giving a bad name to John Sterling, and in particular, Aaron Judge. And here's my reason why. Maybe John Sterling's calls are a little corny. You know, he's not the most straightforward, you know, in-your-face broadcaster. I understand that. But the guy's a Yankees legend, man. And Aaron Judge is having an all-time great Yankees baseball season. And anyone can appreciate what Aaron Judge is doing this year. Why do you – I want to know why you would say Aaron Judge wouldn't like the call. Like, what's your reasoning for that?
Because the call sucks.
Judgy and Blast, I mean, we all know Sterling has some wacky calls. That's his shtick. I mean, that's what he made his bread and butter on.
Yeah, I know. I've been listening for it for the better part of 30-plus years. I know.
I mean, I don't know. So I'm calling from Kentucky. I moved from New Jersey. I've lived in New Jersey all my life. I'm a lifetime Yankees fan. I don't know. It kind of hurts my feelings a little bit hearing you rag on Sterling. He's a guy, you know, man.
I didn't say he wasn't. I have no issue. I have none. Zip, zero, zilch with him. I can listen to him on the radio. I can tell you this, as someone who broadcasts on WFAN in New York City on the weekends, you want to know who comes on after I do?
Who's that?
His name is John Sterling, okay? He comes on to baseball games after I do. So I appreciate him. He's been around longer than me. He's been around longer than you. He's been around longer than most of the population. And he's amazing. And I listen to him. And I enjoy him. All I did is say that I can't stand the call. What's the big deal?
I don't know. It just it felt like you were kind of comparing John Sterling to, pardon me, I don't know his name, but the Kansas City announcer. And you said the Kansas City announcer was more straightforward. You said it sounded like it had some class. And I'm not here to be
I didn't say nothing about class.
You did. You said the Kansas City call had class.
Yeah, but I didn't.
It basically insinuated that John Sterling's calls lack class. That's what it felt like.
No, I don't. Well, let me say this. I don't believe I said that. Okay, I don't know class. I know it was straightforward. And that's in comparing the specific calls. Yes, Kansas City. It's stronger. It's not as campy. It's not as corny. Yeah, I will stand on that. It's true.
It's a nice call. Don't get me wrong. It's a great call. And there's tons of broadcasters out there that have a more sound, more straightforward
But
call,
let me – this is
will,
the point, or, though. This is the point, Jeremy, right? I don't like – John Sterling's call for Judge's home runs. That's me. I'm entitled to that opinion. That doesn't have
That's fine.
that doesn't have or say anything to who or what John Sterling is as a broadcaster. Not at all. There could be somebody out there who go, I hate when JR does that. And you want to know something, Jeremy? That's fine. They're well within their right. And so everybody has their choice and everybody has their preference. And when it comes to a touchdown call, I think it's fair to, even in different sports, to compare a touchdown call to a home run call. Those are the big scoring plays. I appreciate when Mitch Holtis is Kansas City. It's just like, boom, like you hear it everywhere. I don't know
It's the 1-2 punch. I get it.
Yeah, so when Sterling is coming around and he's just like, oh, it's a Judgian blast. I'm like, okay, fine. Not my cup of tea, you know?
That's fine. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. I guess I was just calling up because it felt like you weren't giving Sterling a fair shake. But
Come on, man. I've been listening to this dude. The world has been listening to John Sterling. And so it's not so much about a fair shake. I don't like that call. Some of the home run calls I like. Some of them I think are terrible. And that's his thing. It's what makes him him. And so God bless him. Don't mean I have to like it. Thank you, Jeremy, for calling from Kentucky. Gotta like everything. And by the way, the football game tonight, it wasn't so much about this guy didn't execute, that guy didn't execute. You got to give credit to the defense, man. You got to give credit to the defense. I know it sounds crazy. That's where it was tonight. We're not running around with these 9-3 games anymore. Those are things of the past. Give credit where credit is due. And tonight, Kansas City, they win 27-24. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side. Don't move.
Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
A Judgian blast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener. I love your freaking show, man. I listen every night. I make my 14-year-old listen to your show, and he's an addict, too. Keep doing what you're doing. I'm out.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
So Kansas City beats the Chargers tonight, Thursday Night Football, 27-24. At one point early in the game, the Chargers led 10-0. Patrick Mahomes, he throws 2 touchdowns tonight. Justin Herbert, he throws 3 touchdowns. He had 1 interception, and that 1 interception, damn it, it went 99 yards for a touchdown. That pretty much helped seal and close the game. And at one point, in trying to come back, Justin Herbert was driven into the ground after he threw and completed a pass. He was on the ground for minutes. He was holding his side. He was holding his leg, his hamstring. He was only gone for one play, and he came back into the game, and then later on, even threw a touchdown, bringing them close. They weren't able to convert the onside kick, and at that point, with a 27-24 lead, Kansas City was able to just take some knees and run out the clock. And so there was a lot of concern after the game as to the status of Justin Herbert. After the touchdown, he's holding his side. He's running off the field. He looks to be in a massive amount of pain. He's a tough you-know-what. And so after the game, Brandon Staley said that Justin Herbert is okay. He doesn't expect the injury to be an issue going forward. He's dealing with something in his abdomen. Yeah, we can watch that and see. Possibly his ribs. That's the part of his body that he was holding on. I don't need to be a doctor to realize that. And so Brandon Staley, after the game, he spoke. He's big on Justin Herbert and what this guy does.
He's okay. It was a tough game, and you're not going to see a quarterback in any level of football play tougher and do more for their team and will their team to give him a chance than him. There's nobody that can do what he can do. Nobody. He showed a lot of guts. He showed us what he shows every day, that we're never out of the fight, and he brought us back and gave us a chance.
Yeah, nobody. You heard him. Nobody. Strong words there. Maybe be nice if Keenan Allen was there. I know he was dealing with his own hamstring issue tonight. Mike Williams picked up a lot of the slack. Even that one-handed touchdown grab early in the game was absolutely amazing. And Herbert is damn good. Maybe by the time we get to the end of the season, his head coach, Mr. Staley, will catch up with him. 855-212-4CBS. Rick is calling from Birmingham. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing, sir? Yeah, I'm there.
I'm excellent. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to comment on Herbert, the quarterback for the Chargers line. I want to say, I mean, he's just a hell of a man. And he reminds me of the guys from the older days, Joe Montana, Brent Favre, Starbuck, you know, from the older days. You know, he's just a tough guy, man. He's a hell of a man. That's what I see him, you know.
Yeah, well, let's see him pick up a couple of championships and maybe a ring here or there. I think maybe we can put him in that category. But in regards to being a tough you-know-what, we saw that tonight. And we don't know the extent of his injury. It's one thing for head coach Brandon Staley to come out and say, oh, yeah, he's okay. Well, what did the x-rays say? Yeah, he was okay to go out there and throw a touchdown. That don't mean he's going to be okay for next week. And so even though he says, I don't think it's going to be a problem moving forward, that very well might be true. There was one point after he came back into the game, I'm looking at it, I'm saying, oh, he must have just got the wind knocked out of him. But it very well might be something just much, much more severe. We'll see. Ned is calling from Cleveland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Ned.
Hey, JR, how you doing?
I am excellent. What's on your mind?
I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener. I just want to talk about Cleveland and the Cade York field goals that happened over this past weekend. This man, he was 4 for 4, and I feel like no one is really talking about it. This guy, he made a 58-yarder for the win as a rookie in his first game. And to me, that field goal alone, I feel like this should be everywhere. Everyone should be talking about this, yet I don't think – the only place I've heard it is on local radio. So, I mean, what are your thoughts? Like, why isn't anyone talking about this? It's crazy to me. Absolutely crazy.
You're not serious, are you?
I mean, no.
Well, thank you, Ned. I know. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more of your calls here on the Chargers and the Chiefs. And then also, you know, hopefully sooner than later, we'll figure out what the hell is going on with Justin Herbert.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for having me on. I love your show. You're not the typical screaming head commentator. You're calm, cool, collected, and entertaining at the same time. It's a hard skill to match. Thank you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Kansas City wins tonight against the Chargers at home, 27-24. Justin Herbert throws 3 touchdowns. One of those touchdowns is is thrown after he is driven into the ground and comes up and has to take a play off, holding his ribs, holding his side, holding his hamstring. It's like, damn, Justin Herbert is a quarterback terminator, but he's not invincible here. So he got some x-rays on his ribs after the game. And now we're all just waiting to find out, and we may not have an answer until tomorrow. You know, I don't know. Maybe an answer is going to come while I'm still on the air here over the next hour. I have no idea. But let me tell you this. No one, I repeat, absolutely no one wants to see Chase Daniel throwing a football.
Who?
I'll say it again. I know it sounds crazy. Yeah, Shep, you didn't know Chase Daniel's still in the NFL.
I can't. I mean, I'm not going to bring up Colin Kaepernick. I'm not going to bring it up. I'm not going to do it.
Well, you did. But Chase Daniel's a backup. You know what he did? He took one play while Justin Herbert went to the sideline.
He didn't do anything.
He handed the ball off. You can fumble a handoff. He did a good job by not fumbling the handoff. Right?
Come on, JR. I mean, you're taking a two-step drop. You're putting it right in the bow, right in the chest of a running back who is a professional. You and I could do that very successfully.
Nah.
Yes, we could. I'm positive about that.
There's a higher chance that you or I fumble.
I disagree.
Oh, damn. Well, let's put it this way. There's no way in hell that if and we don't know, Justin Herbert could be good for the next game, or Justin Herbert could have to miss a week. We have no idea, so it makes no sense in speculating, but I can tell you this much. I'd be shocked if they let Chase Daniel just, hey, man, go out there and start a game. What? That'd be crazy. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Matter of fact, head coach Brandon Staley, he said, I'm not concerned about Justin Herbert moving forward. Listen.
Are you concerned about him going forward?
No. No. Because he's Justin Herbert.
Oh, damn. What does that mean? Is he – what's the badass guy? Is he a Terminator?
I tell you what. I mean, if you find someone to love you the way that this guy Staley loves himself from Justin Herbert, you are going to be just fine in this world.
Well, look. If he didn't have Justin Herbert, he'd be still sticking around as a coach. I get it. It's only been a year, but I mean, this is his bread and butter. Like, you have a legitimate franchise quarterback and you're the head coach, you better love that man. You can pretty much ride your career right alongside this guy. Why not show him love? I mean, here we got, This is a different example. We have Rob Saleh of the New York Jets. Like, he has Zach Wilson. I feel like Zach Wilson, he can't stay healthy. I don't think I'll ever hear Rob Saleh go, oh, well, you know, I'm not worried about nothing. I'm not worried about Zach Wilson because he's Zach Wilson can't even stay healthy. This man runs out into the open field and his knee says no thank you. So it's funny. And I think we have this. Rob Saleh, after losing to the Baltimore Ravens this past Sunday, you know, he's like, oh, yeah, people want to talk bad about us. Well, we're keeping receipts. I'm like, bruh, have you seen what the Jets were before you arrived? Do you see what you've been able to coach? Nothing. This is what Coach Saleh had to say.
We're all taking receipts on all the people who continually mock and say that we ain't going to do anything. I'm taking receipts. And I'm going to be more than happy to share them with all of y'all when it's all said and done.
Oh, I'd love to see it happen. I think Jet fans would love to see it happen. I like it. You know, I like set somebody straight, but come on. How about you get a quarterback first? Get you a Justin Herbert. Brandon Staley says, I'm not worried about him because he's Justin Herbert.
He's Justin Herbert.
Yeah, he must make him sandwiches in the morning time. Like, what are you doing here?
Because he's Justin Herbert.
Yes, a lot of conviction there. Ali, calling from Miami. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's good, my brother? You already know I love the show, man. Much respect. You know, I watched the game tonight very closely. I had the Chiefs. I don't think the Chiefs, you know, looked as strong as I thought they would on the offensive side. Defense, yes, they look good, but Denver, you know, I got to give it to Herbert, man. He left it all out on the field, man. He should have took the sack on that interception. That was a horrible play call, I think, you know, on third and goal with a shotgun play. I thought they should have ran it. It was just kind of odd to see that kind of play ran. But, you know, I hope Herbert's okay, man.
The first thing you said, I understand. Patrick Mahomes only threw two touchdowns tonight. The offense was crap in the first half, but he completed passes to 9 different receivers. We know Tyreek Hill is now in Miami. He threw 5 touchdowns the other day. I mean, what do we want from Patrick Mahomes? What is he supposed to do? Throw 6 touchdowns every game?
Well, I mean, you would expect him to be more dominant, you know, he was, I think. But Herbert, again,
okay,
you know, Herbert looked good. I mean, if he wouldn't have that pick, if he just took that sack, who knows what would have happened, right?
All right.
At the end of the day, I like the way he looked. I want to ask you.
Ali. That's like going up to Michael Jordan and saying, "Hey, Mike, hey, you only scored 33 tonight. What happened? The other day you had 45. I mean, come on. But
yo, you really compared Jordan to Mahomes? I mean, come on. I mean, you know, that's far
fetched. I think you're missing the point. These are two dominant players. This is not a full comparison of, oh my God, the greatness of Jordan. This is really understanding that Jordan lit up the scoreboard. You understand that, right?
Yes, sir.
Patrick Mahomes, does he not light up the scoreboard?
Yes, he does.
Point is, in looking at Patrick Mahomes and saying, oh, well, he wasn't dominant tonight, it was only 4 days ago that he's just like, he has 5 touchdowns like it's handing out candy. That's my point. So to look at what Mahomes has done and not done tonight is akin to looking at Jordan 25 years ago and saying, hey, Mike, you had 45 the other night. Why are you only giving us 33?
No, I understand where you're coming from. You're right. You know, he looked good. I'm not saying he didn't look good. But I got to really give it up to Justin Herbert. I mean, he really left it all on that field. He looked great, you know.
Well, let's see. Let's see what his ribs look like. Yeah, he looked great. What them ribs look like? X-ray's going to tell us. Tether's calling from Green Bay. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Hey, Tether, you're live. And Tether's no longer live. Sylvester calling from Alabama. Go ahead, Sil.
Hey, what's up, JR?
How are you?
Hey, man, thanks for having me on, bro. Hey, this is the overnight crew at Home Depot in Birmingham.
Y'all, it sounds like, is that beeping? You on a, what is that,
a
lift?
That's a dude behind me. Yeah, he don't know them order picker things, putting up some stuff.
Okay.
And move away.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but man, I had a lot I was going to talk about earlier, but the dude that got on asking about the baseball game, man, he had me crying, laughing. He was going to give you a piece of his mind. Remember that?
and he didn't do anything.
Don't forget about the and what about the that threw me off. But I will say, Herbert did surprise me tonight. You know, I'm a Pittsburgh fan. Chargers ain't one of my team to watch. But Herbert, boy, showed he got balls. He got good. And what he went through and what he showed tonight, I think that's gonna motivate them Chargers to do a little something. I think they're gonna be a threat if he ain't hurt. Chargers going to be something serious.
I hope so. And shout outs to everybody in the back of Home Depot. Can you bring me some plants? I need some plants for the house.
Yeah, I got you, bro. I'm in the garden section. That's my spot.
Oh, okay. How about that? I hit the jackpot. Thank you, Sil. Appreciate you.
All right, man. Take it easy.
All right. Thank you, Sil, for calling from. Yeah, shout outs to everybody at Home Depot. And Lowe's, too. Am I missing anything, Shot? Home Depot and Lowe's, right? That's it?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, I want to cover all my bases. I say shout-outs to Home Depot, and the next thing I know, the people from Lowe's are trying to yell at me. Shout-outs to everybody working in the back. I love it. I really do need those plants, though. I may have to drive an hour or two to Alabama to get me some plants. Do we know where in Alabama he was, Shot?
I didn't get that part. I know he was in the back of a Home Depot. That was made very clear.
I heard the beeping in the back.
Yes.
I'll never forget when somebody called and they worked security and an alarm went off in the back. I'll never forget that. It's like, man, you need to go secure. Don't talk to me. Go secure. I love it. And I'm waiting on our friend from Maryland to call. He's like, oh, Jay, I'm going to let you talk to my boss. Well, time is ticking. I need to talk to your boss. Where is he? Tell our boss to give you a raise.
It's a good point. I forgot his call tonight.
Yeah, where is he? I forgot. Is it Tim from Maryland?
Pete, that's a damn good memory, man. You're damn right it's Tim in Maryland.
Listen, I'll never
call.
Yeah, listen. I will never avoid an opportunity to cuss out somebody's boss. I need that. I ain't cussing out our boss, so I need to cuss out somebody else's.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Kansas City. Yeah, they come out on top. And Herbert, he's just a Terminator. But we have no idea what's up with his ribs. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, you'll hear from Patrick Mahomes. He only threw for two touchdowns. He didn't throw 4 million tonight. Sorry.